Our new calendar year, 2020, marks the 15th anniversary of Cardinal Ratzinger being elected Pope. You might remember those days. Having been elected Pope in April, he boarded an airplane for his first international trip that August. And it wasn't to Disney World. Rather, he was going home. His first trip was to Germany. And suffice it to say, like the wise men today, his return home was a bit different. Joseph Ratzinger was now Pope Benedict XVI. The Cardinal of Germany was now the Pope of the Roman Catholic Church. What's more is he went back to the city of Cologne, the city in which the relics of these magi are found, there in the Cathedral of Cologne. And when Benedict arrived in Cologne, there were hundreds of thousands of young people there, ready to greet him. It was the 20th World Youth Day. And the theme of that World Youth Day was what Deacon Jim just read in today's gospel. We have come to worship him. I was not there at that World Youth Day, but having been here in our parish church over the past 3 weeks, that theme really resonated in my heart when I read it in Matthew. We have come to worship him. Because so many people have come here over the past 3 weeks. By a rough estimate, I've counted at least 30 masses that I've said over the past 3 weeks. And hundreds of people like yourself and you coming back have walked through those doors, walked on these floors, knelt on those kneelers, and have worshiped Jesus Christ, our newborn King. And as we arrive on this second Sunday of Christmas, we celebrate the arrival now of those magi. And not only the gifts that they bring, gold, frankincense, and myrrh, but the gift of their worship. Because these magi teach us and give us the gift that is so very important, namely, how to abide in the love of God. Usually, after about 2 weeks of Christmas, we get tired. In another week, the decorations will come down. The Valentine's Day is already up at the local Giant. Maybe the tree will be out tomorrow in your house, if not already. But for you and I as Christians, if Christmas ever gets old, if the birth of our Savior ever wants to be done with, there's a problem. Because we're Christians. And we never get past, we never get tired of celebrating God with us, Emmanuel. In fact, it's the very heart of our faith. And so the question is, how? How do we abide in that presence of God without getting tired, without moving on to the next thing? How do we abide in his presence? I think the magi show us the way. Number one, they recognized the star, and they were captured by it. Modern astronomy is teaching us a lot about the Star of Bethlehem, and I'd encourage you to read up on it. But regardless of that, this reality captured their heart so much that they left their homes. Their lives became about this journey. And it gave them form. It gave them something to be about. And it led them to the Lord. My friends, what are the driving forces in our life at this time? And blessed would it be if it was the person of Jesus Christ, if he was the star. And how he can be. When he becomes the big story of our life, all the other stories find their proper place. It's not that we all run to church or we all run to monastery or we don't worry about other things. But knowing him as the eternal thing, as the eternal God, who is with me, who is with us, who is born, that puts everything else in its proper place, to be captured by the star of Jesus Christ and his love. Step one, to abiding with him. Once captured by that, once allowing Jesus to be the friend, the filter, the companion in our life, we are brought to the place of worship. We are brought not just to church to visit, but we begin to realize that we are the church, that this is not a spectator sport, that God came for me and he desires my worship. And my worship is the fitting retribution to God. He has journeyed to me. And recognizing that, captured by that, we journey to him. We worship him and give thanks. And that worship does something. Authentic Christian worship changes us. And we become a gift to the other. And that's part three. Captured by the star, we are led to worship. And that worship enables us to give something to God. Not gold, frankincense, and myrrh. But our love, our service, and our respect. My friends, the season of Christmas, the mystery of Christmas is the story of Almighty God's journey to us. And today on this Feast of the Epiphany, we see how we, even now, can begin our journey to God. And how beautiful that is shown in these Magi. And so today, let us examine, what is the driving force of our life? What might that be? And if I look carefully through the pews, or if I were to take the microphone and go down the pews, we might hear worries and anxieties of sickness, of unemployment, of some serious problems. But would that all of that was under the person and the friendship of the Lord. Then we would have a place to be able to love God. And knowing his love and giving his love will bring us to a place of peace. Today, let us thank God for what we see in Bethlehem. And like those Magi so long ago, let us worship him so as to go home from here in a different way, with the same problems for sure, but with the Lord, who is with us and who we never get tired of.